The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Santino Marella.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling and WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
baby? See, they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
And welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and we have Total Divas Season 5, Episode 11. I think we need to get our suntan lotion ready because I feel like we're going on a vacation.
It's all about the vacay. All about the vacay.
All about the vacay. We're going to go to the beach. We're going to go do a little boating. We're going to have a little family drama. We're going to talk some bra and panties. It's going to be awesome.
Puppies!
And we'll tell you all about it after the break. So you're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are here, Total Divas Season 5, Episode 11. Oh my goodness, we're coming to the end. No!
The end is here.
Next week, probably.
Yeah.
or in 2 weeks. Who knows? But we're excited because we're seeing what was previously happened on Total Divas. They're talking about Nikki's neck and all the and you know the Neidhart family reunion. We're seeing all the Neidhart issues and Natty inviting Mandy to go on vacation. Oh, this is going to be fun.
This is going to be awkward as all hell. I'm already feeling it.
Nothing like a family bonding experience with complete strangers.
We're in Evansville for a live event.
Hey, it's Brent's favorite person.
Eva Marie. Paige is adjusting herself for a photo shoot.
Oh, they're doing the Taker photo shoot.
Apparently, Alicia's mother wants to come over because Alicia doesn't want her to come over because she'll never go away.
It's pizza grilled cheese. Oh, God, I may have to try that. Paige is on the floor. She loves it that much.
She's in love.
She's in love. In order for this to succeed, we both have to be on the same page. And obviously, right now, we're not. Brie Bella. Oh, my.
Oh, okay. My. Oh, my.
And we're with the Danielson slash Bella clan.
They're having Dutch babies, and they have a big meeting coming up through the Bellas. The Bellas are creating a bra and panty line.
Called Birdie Bee?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, for those of you wondering...
I was wondering if you're going to Google it.
A Dutch baby is a pancake in which it's a sweet popover that is normally served for breakfast, and it's derived from the German, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but basically it's made with eggs, flour, sugar, and milk, and usually seasoned with vanilla or cinnamon, and occasionally fruit or other flavoring is also added. It is baked in a cast iron or metal pan, and falls soon after being removed from the oven. It is generally served with fresh squeezed lemon, butter, and powdered sugar, fruit toppings, or syrup. A basic batter incorporate. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, we went from Dutch Baby to Daniel Bryan talking about Dutch ovens. So, we're in the ring with Natty and Mandy training.
Birdie Bee, that worries me that it's close to Burt's Bees.
Mm-hmm.
Just a smidge.
Natty is very excited training with Mandy. She feels this vacation is going to make them get closer.
Basically, it's I'm going to deal with this because I can't get out of it. Natty, your dad is your dad.
He will always embarrass you.
Without fail.
It's what parents do.
It's what parents do. It's their goal in life.
We're with the Bellas, I think.
In New York, I think.
Yes. We're with live with Kathy Lee and Hoda. Or just Hoda. They're co-hosting the Today Show.
Aren't they going to open a fitness studio together?
Yes.
Basically, Nicole's talking the girl up that they're going to meet. And now we're talking about Baby Morph.
Brie needs a baby now.
Brie, you realize that your baby's going to potentially not look like what it looks like on Baby Morph, right? Like, there's a good set of jeans and a bad set of jeans? Just pointing that out.
We're now somewhere in Florida for the family vacay. Vacay! Sanibel Island.
Okay, that's not Florida. Or is it?
It is.
It is? Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're scoping out the place. It's like the real world where they first get into the house.
So they beat the Neidhart's there. They're getting all settled into the house. She's showing the little kids the waves and the beach, and it's very pretty. The wind is blowing everybody's hair everywhere. They're trying to get a good picture.
Mandy's parents just recently separated.
Mandy, and it's very upsetting, but you can't play matchmaker. So she brought 15 people. Where are the Neidhart's going?
Maybe they have the next house over.
I was going to say, did they rent two houses? Or are they going to cram all those people in one house?
I don't know. I was wondering that myself.
Leave the crab alone! Oh, and the family's here.
Who's Mandy? Who's Mandy? Who's Mandy? Who's Mandy? No, they are going to be all in the same house.
Oh my God. Oh my God, this is so incredibly awkward. This is just so awkward.
This is going to be bad.
It's going to be awkward.
Apparently, Mandy's very nice and normal.
Daddy's just trying to keep everything low-key for Dad. You know, make sure he gets through it okay. Now we're back in New York with Nikki and Brie. Oh my God, they're going to meet with Damon John. Oh wow, that's a hookup.
FUBU. I remember FUBU.
He's a fashion mogul on Shark Tank worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Basically, they have a meeting with him.
Brie doesn't want that dude to make them. She wants to design them. That's Brie.
And yeah, and basically Nikki's like, we don't even know how to sew, and you want to make it.
She doesn't want to lose the true mission of this company.
Okay, we'll get to the family vacation, because there's more on that. Okay. They're dragon boat racing.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, and now God. We're going to see the Bellas learning how to sew. Okay. We need to talk about this before they have the beating, because they're going into basically another venture, business venture, where they were originally going to open a bar studio that fell through, or never got off the ground. Not sure which. I think it kind of fizzled out when they basically kicked the brother out.
Or it might be still in progress. You never know.
It might still be in progress.
Again,
but
they have to build the entire studio.
Yeah, but here's the thing is this.
Just go. Forget my point. Go.
For any of the companies that they're talking about, because actually I'm thinking of all of Bree's business ideas. Right?
Including
and Bree has good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like she lacks the follow through.
Yeah.
Just if that makes sense, because it's originally they were going to do a bar studio and that seems to have fizzled out, or if other life has gotten in the way and they've just put that on hold, then she was going to do that locally owned, locally grown thing. And you don't really hear anything more about that or know if she's really involved with it anymore. It doesn't seem like she is because, well, now she and her sister are doing a Birdie Bee company, which, again, sounds a lot like Burt's Bees. That's bra and panties. And while I can appreciate that Brie wants to design and make her own product, because there is something amazing in that, she doesn't know how to sew. She doesn't know how to put together a sewing pattern, how to locate one, how to make one. And she really doesn't know how to design fashion. And bra and panties, just from the female perspective, because I can provide expertise in this area.
Yes, you can.
If you want to sell your product, it has to fit right, it has to be comfortable, and it has to vary from the itty bitty teeny tiny to ginormous. That's the most polite way I can put that. Okay? Or basically Brie-sized to Dolly Parton. Or larger, depending on how you put this. But anyway, for bras. And then you have to deal with underwire, you have to deal with sports bras, you have to deal with non-underwire. You know, it's just, you have to deal with strapless, convertible. There's all different kind of bra types, there's all different styles. You know, it feels like she just, it's like, they woke up one morning and they decided, hey, let's make bra and panties. I feel like this is what happened. I'm not trying to bash them, but it just, you know, it's like there is no forethought here. Anyway, as we come back from break, because I killed Rock.
No, you didn't. You're good.
It's the next day. We're all walking around the house.
They're spying on their parents.
And, you know, basically she's blaming her brothers for her parents splitting up. Nice! Basically, she's thinking of rekindling the romance by, you know, basically now that everybody's out of the house, they can focus back on each other.
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
And now we're drawing on TJ's cheek.
They're doing some dragon boat racing today.
Okay, so apparently Natty's other sister has kids. That would explain the grandchildren from the other week.
Yes, it would. Not the sister.
Whoa!
Not the sister we normally see. Is it the other sister, right?
Yeah, it's the other sister.
Anvil is wearing a shirt that has a bikini on it.
He has boobies. Pink boobies.
Doesn't every heart have a pink booby?
Apparently. But they're not pink and black.
Oh, Jesus. Now he has the umbrella hat on.
What is her definition of normal? I'm kind of curious.
I don't know. I really
don't
know.
My dad would do that. Like, he would walk around in a bikini shirt and an umbrella hat.
Mm-hmm.
Hell.
Hell what?
Hell, my dad walked around with a turkey hat on one Thanksgiving.
This is true.
Going to Mood to learn how to sew.
What's Mood?
Mood is a very exclusive fabric store. It's seen on Project Runway.
Gotcha.
It has every fabric imaginable.
They don't even have a pattern.
And she's making them a pattern. And Nicole's like, she has a degree in this. Basically, this store is tied to Parsons School of Design.
Now, Brie is trying to sew or create the pattern, I guess.
No, she's trying to sew.
Trying to sew.
Why did she pick micro suede?
Those are sexy.
The answer is postmodern.
Look at those. Look at those underwear. Tell me you wouldn't wear those stylish things.
Actually, she probably picked the wrong type of fabric to start sewing on because those look like a stretchy, slick fabric, and she really should have started on, like, cotton.
Well, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it big.
Wrong.
I was going to say big, not wrong. But okay.
And now we're going dragon boating. This should be fun.
This is all about the teamwork.
Should TJ be doing this?
Yeah, it's not that bad on him.
And now we're racing in the dragon boats.
Team Mandy is in lead.
Team Mandy is kicking butt.
While Team Natty is, well, not doing so well. The anvil's just sort of like...
The anvil's not even rolling. Like, I love it.
Like, okay, I'm just going to sit there and, you know, the Night Hearts are getting their asses kicked. Oh, they're called civilians are whipping their asses.
Oh, the family pride has been insulted. Oh, dear. Oh, God.
And Mandy, like, Natty looks pissed. Well, she lost. She always likes to win.
And Mandy's happy. She's having a good time.
Natty's very frustrated. I don't know what Natty expects from her family, honestly.
Affection.
I guess.
And now we're getting in the van. We're getting ready to go to the meeting.
Like, he was like, I was right, right? Sounds like someone.
And there's the quote, Bree's pissed about what happened at Parsons.
Bella drama.
As we go back to Sanibel Island. Oh, no. Oh.
The anvil is getting jealous.
Mommy Neidhart's getting massaged, and Daddy Neidhart does not like it. She's getting her ass massaged, Nanny. Don't punch him in the face! Through the pool table. He would have body slammed him through the pool table. Oh my god, this is... Oh, wow.
I swear we're seeing the same three shots of the dude pushing her ass.
I think we are. Actually, what's really surprising about that is he's doing that with her fully clothed.
Mm-hmm.
Because generally... When you get a massage, you are not fully clothed.
Well, you're around a bunch of people, so it's not like it's a place.
True, but yeah, just saying. So anyway, so I will say Nicole did humiliate her sister a little bit. A
little bit.
A little bit. That was kind of unnecessary.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it was kind of also needed, because once again, it's like Bree had not thought any of this through, which is the point I was making before, was that, okay, you want to make this, you have no patterns. And the thing that kills me is like, you're meeting with this fashion mogul, you know, the founder and owner and CEO and of FUBU, okay? And you're walking in there with nothing. You're walking in there with the idea of, oh, hey, yeah, we're the Bella Twins, and we just want to make bras and panties, but we have no idea what the hell we're doing. Like, you have no business plan. You have no nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing. You're going in there with the concept of, okay, well, we're celebrities and we're going to pitch this.
It's going to go badly, isn't it?
Dude, I would kill to get 5 minutes with Damon John. Are you kidding me?
And what exactly would you pitch him?
This show. That, or I would ask him for Mark Cuban's phone number. I mean, just to get a shot to meet with him. Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
I'm not disagreeing. I was just asking what you would pitch.
The show. I would honestly pitch the show.
I would too.
That's all I got. Except for, you know, the unicorn head above my fireplace. But I don't think he wants that. Yes, folks. I have a 3D sculptural unicorn head painted bronze above my fireplace. My mother hates it. It's amazing. But that had more forethought than this bra and panties idea. I'm sorry. I hate to bash it. I applaud them for having a business... A notion that we need to have some sort of income after we retire from WWE beyond living off your husband or your boyfriend or whatever, but follow through, business plans, all that stuff. I mean, their mother has created a very, very, very successful business. Why is she not helping you? Where is your mother?
She's learning how to do people power.
I think she's well aware of how to do people power. Anyway, as we come back from break, we're in the car with Team Mandy.
We're reminiscing. Of past time.
I don't think this is going to turn out the way you want it, man. No, you're not going to get parents back together.
No. They want to send the parents out on the boat because, you know, Natty, you're not normal. She said her and TJ are the only ones in the household normal. No, Natty, you're not normal.
Now we're going fishing.
Oh, Dan will have... Oh, the mother put a curse on it so he'll get all the excitement, but he won't catch anything.
But Mommy Neidhart's catching all the fish.
Mm-hmm. Dan was like, God damn it. Can't get anything.
He's the only one not getting fish. Poor guy.
I guess that's Mandy and her mother.
Yes.
And as we were just mentioning, this is not going to go like she plans.
Basically what has happened is her parents have grown apart, and it probably happened when the kids were probably still in the house and they stayed together for the kids, and the mom goes, you know, sometimes time heals all wounds and sometimes it doesn't. But right now it doesn't, you know, or it's not going to. She's still on making her own stuff.
Nikki wants to be very hands-on, but Bree wants to be extremely hands-on, and this one just says, yeah, that's fine. No, that's not what she wants to do.
You can be hands-on and be very hands-on. You can pick the fabrics. You can pick the patterns. You can design the color schemes. You can do that kind of stuff, but nobody says you have to sew it yourself. If you want it to be a professional-looking brand, you have to get it professionally made, or at least find someone that's good at sewing.
Nikki's very frustrated with her sister.
I'm very frustrated with her sister, because again, because I'm going to continue to harp on this until we get to the point in the family vacation where we can talk about it, because we're not there yet. Other than Natty, chill the hell out. I feel like we say this every episode that Natty's on. At some point, we go, Natty, chill.
Chill. Till the next episode.
She gets so uptight. It's like, dude, just let it go. You're not going to be able to control him, so don't try.
Don't even try.
But I get Bree's point, okay? And I said this before. I understand Bree's need to make it. But if you want it to be successful, you want it to sell, then you need to acknowledge where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are, and your weaknesses in sewing. You don't know how to do it. And it, in the time frame with your schedule, or with her schedule, with Brian's health issues, with her wanting to have a baby, where is she going to learn how to sew? Is she going to sit there at the seamstress's machines backstage at Raw and SmackDown and house shows and learn how to sew? And is that how she's going to do this? I mean, it's okay. You want to make your product. Great. You can pick fabrics. You can decide on patterns. You can create themes. You can do color schemes. You can look into what you want your brand to be. You can help market it, sell it, all of that stuff. You can be hands-on without physically making it. Because if you wait for yourself to learn how to physically make it, it's never going to get off the ground. And that's what she's not seeing. Because Nikki's right. You need to have, with their schedules especially, they need to be the ones running the business. If they're the founders, if they're the CEOs, if they're the heads, they need to be running the business. Because if you watch any episode of Shark Tank where there's any manufacturing involved, somebody else generally does the manufacturing. Whether it's one person or 20 people that are doing it, it is not the actual founder of the company that is necessarily making it. Or if the founder of the company is on that show, they are seeking a manufacturing deal for somebody to set them up to make their product for them because they're ready to take that next step. And it, sorry, go ahead, you were going to say something.
My point is, you know, it's cool you want to create your own prototype, but if you don't know how to do any of the work, let another person create that prototype for you.
And just the sheer volume that she's going to have.
I don't think she wants to create them all. I think she, again, she wants to create the prototype, I think.
No, I think she wants to make them all.
No, she said she didn't, but I think she wants to create the samples of everything.
And now they're meeting with Kara Ross, who's another designer who helped to found Diamonds on a Leash, I think. Is that what she said it was?
I didn't catch what it was.
Okay. And they're just basically seeking advice and getting counsel on how to set it up. And Nikki's explained their two different business philosophies and where they kind of butt heads and where they have issues and where they come together.
Nikki can... Brie wants like an Etsy set style and Nikki can't sew and doesn't have time to sew.
Yeah, basically she's like Kara's Ross is like, you don't want to do it Etsy style. Don't do it Etsy style.
Mandy's family, Mandy and her brothers are walking the beach.
So I'm curious, who left who?
I don't know. The brothers are giving her the reality check. Or the one brother is, at least.
Basically, the one brother's like, I live with Dad, me and Dad are close, it's not gonna happen, they're not gonna get back together. He's getting really defensive, he's yelling. He's taking it really personally that they want the parents to get back together. Dad left Mom.
There's your answer.
There's your answer, Dad left Mom. That was weird that the brother got so defensive.
It was very weird, but I get it.
Well, I mean, it's gotta be hard that your parents have been together almost your entire life, they've never divorced, and then you're grown, you're an adult, and suddenly it's, oh, hey, Mom and I are getting a divorce.
Yeah, like, very weird. So, I did some Googling.
You did some Googling?
For the Bella twin.
Okay.
Available on Amazon.com is Sewing for Dummies in paperback form for $17.34, and on the Kindle, it is $11.49. You can get free shipping if you order at least $25 worth of books.
You jerk.
So if they buy one for each of them, they can get free shipping on the book. What? Was I not supposed to search for Sewing for Dummies?
I just like, you know, it's, I'm going to keep repeating myself because it's, you need to recognize your strengths and your weaknesses. And I appreciate Brie wants to do it Etsy style, but Etsy style takes a lot of work. Ask anybody that makes anything for Etsy. It takes a lot of work and you have to have a certain level of volume available to fulfill orders.
By the way, there's a website called howtosew.com. You can go there, learn for beginners.
You can stop.
What? I'm just saying. There's all these different ideas out there on the internet that can teach them how to do it.
They need to call Miss Sandra.
But she doesn't work for the company anymore.
They can still call her. I'm sure they have her on speed dial.
You would think.
You would hope.
Just saying. There's a lot of things you can do. You know.
But it's...
What?
I'm sitting here shaking my head because I'm not an expert in business. I don't pretend to be. What I remember from school is you need to have a business plan. You can't just have an idea and go for it. You need to basically say, okay, well, this is where we're going to be year one, year two, year three, year four. You need to set goals for yourself and the business. And for what they're talking about doing for a startup, you're talking probably $100,000.
Easily.
For what they're talking about with materials, labor, storage, because Brie doesn't have the room and John's not going to keep it in the house.
So we're back in New York with the Bell twins in the hotel. They're going to have a talk. Brie feels she's a couple of steps behind her sister in business. Brie understood, but she didn't want to admit it.
Brie's sorry.
Nikki is so happy. She made a full-grown mess of Penny.
Basically, Brie has seen the light. Thank God.
By the way, I love that they're doing this apology in formal gowns.
Well, you know, nothing says I'm sorry like a full open front gown.
Yeah, time to hug it out. Hug it out. Hug it out.
Just shut up and hug.
Now they're complaining about one has lobster hands. That was awkward.
Dress up Nikki's is weird. Anyway, we're back in Florida.
Oh, Mandy has the idea of...
Here we go!
More family bonding. Mandy.
Mandy, stop. Basically, Dad's like, well, we're done, because y'all have your own lives, we don't have to stay together anymore.
And because you're crying on TV, you put sunglasses on.
She didn't wear the waterproof mascara.
They're not compatible in everyday life right now.
Notice the brothers between them.
Yeah. So that was interesting. Kind of expected it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice thing to try, where it's... Your whole world gets destroyed and comes crashing down around you because mom and dad are getting a divorce and you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy when you're a kid. It's even less easy when you're an adult, because then it's, well, what do I do? Because I'm used to you guys being together. I'm not used to you being apart. And I don't want to feel like I have to take a side. I don't want you guys... Basically, you don't know what to do. It's awkward. It's difficult for everybody. So I can see her frustration and her issue in the fact that it's, well, I just want it to go back to the way that it was, because that's the easiest. It's like, why can't you just get back together?
Because life does not... work like a 90s sitcom.
Yeah, where it's, the dad said it, we're not compatible anymore. It's the mom loves him, the mom will probably always love him, but dad has made up his mind that he's ready to move on. He did the wife and kids, they stayed together. It sounds like that the marriage broke down while the kids were still in the house, and they stayed together for the sake of the children. And now that the children are grown, they're out of the house, they have their own families. They don't need to stay together anymore. That sounds like what happened.
Just the way it is.
And it's hard. Excuse me. And you can either accept it or you can't. It's up to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, bravo to her for trying to make it happen, for trying to make it work, for trying to get them back together and basically not suppressing it. But it ain't gonna happen.
Just the facts of life. Anyway, we're back from break.
We're back from break. We're having the emotional moment with the family.
They'll always be there for the kids. Nothing's changing about that.
They're just going to be apart. I think the youngest brother's taking it the hardest.
Yeah.
And basically the brother's like, thank God they're still here. Thank God that we still have them. And basically the lesson that Mandy has learned is that they're not going to get back together, but that's okay because they can get along and they can be together in other ways. And that's okay.
Again, this is not a 90s sitcom.
I have no idea where the 90s are. Oh!
There they are.
They're there.
Big family's dinner. The Neidhart's won a rematch in the Dragon Boat. Never heard the Anvil being called Jimmy. That was weird.
Well, she made friends. Houses. They're not all in the same house.
Oh, thank God. That would have been really awkward.
It's a lot of damn people. They'd be sleeping on top of each other.
I understand this. Again, they're probably adjoining houses right next to each other.
Yeah, but you still lost your mind, didn't you, Natty?
You did lose your mind, Natty. Anyway, we're back in New York.
Then we're going to the business meeting.
Because it's an Empire State of Mind.
You wear that to a business meeting?
Yes. Oh, Nikki, the only reason you got this meeting is because you're doing a reality show. Just saying.
You couldn't even bring one of his bags? She's pitching the idea. Basically, they're doing the Tom's idea.
So when he first heard they wanted to come and talk, his first thought was, nah, not really. And that's the teaser as we had to break. And then he learned it's on a reality show, and I'm going to be on TV.
And oh, hey, it's exposure for me. Yeah, bring him in.
So bring him right in, and I'm going to tell him to their face, oh, yeah, their idea is great. And then, cameras go off, I'm going to tell them their idea is awful.
At least he's being honest.
Yes, at least he's being honest. But you and I both know that's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. They're not walking in with a business plan. He's a very busy man. He has a lot of plates spinning in the air, and the Bellas want 15 minutes of his time to basically go, yeah, we kind of have this idea. We really haven't thought it through. We really don't have any plans. We just, you know, we want to start a lingerie line.
And every time someone buys a pair of panties, we want to give a pair of panties to people who can't afford panties.
Which is a great idea. It's a great thought. Basically, it's the Tom's concept, where Tom's shoes, when you buy a pair of shoes from them, they donate a pair of shoes to an underprivileged child overseas. It's a great thought. It's a great concept to give back.
But for a startup company, I don't think that's the smart idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you have to look at your overhead on that, and it's, okay, well.
Because if you gotta have enough money to make, just produce the amount you're selling, you shouldn't have to do double the amount right off the bat.
Yeah, basically it's when you, the way that Tom's charges is, Tom's shoes are almost $100 a pair, because essentially you're buying two pairs of shoes. So the way that you have to structure your pricing for the bra and panties is, okay, well, you buy a pack of panties, then you're going to pay double that price at least, plus markup, to cover the panties that you're going to give away. That's how you have to do that.
And that's
it's not just you make them.
Right, and that's not smart idea coming right out of the gate with your business plan.
It's great PR, but it's in terms of your overhead, yeah, that's expensive.
And you're not going to be a successful company right off the bat. That way.
But basically, they're walking into his office and saying, hey, yeah, we got this idea, give us money.
Because that goes well.
Because my boyfriend already said no.
Hey, I'm surprised Brie hasn't called the boyfriend yet. Because remember from the bed and breakfast, she called John Cena?
And he told her never to come to him again. Remember?
Yeah, I know. But that was the one business you forgot to mention earlier, was the bed and breakfast.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I was trying to think of all of them, and that's the other one that's kind of sort of fizzled, is the bed and breakfast.
Where they asked John Cena for the loan, and Dan Bryan was like, what? You asked John for a loan? Are you stupid?
Yeah. Dan was like, no. Yeah, this is not going to go
well. Why would you do such a thing? Why would you ask John Cena for a loan? Are you out of your freaking mind?
Because he's a multimillionaire, and he'll charge less interest than a bank. And, you know, he's dating your wife's, or he's dating your sister, so, you know, he'll have a soft spot.
Right. Anyway, back, meeting time. He's like, every celebrity wants a clothing line. Yeah, that, exactly. He's like, this is doing good, it educates, and birds and the bees is the education of sex.
So we're gonna sexualize bra and panties, instead of them being functional?
Mm-hmm. Nikki's apparently a dove or a swan.
What the hell is organic chic? And basically they're drawing out the concepts right there. They've got their head of design. They've got their head of production. Oh my god, that one on the left is awful. How would you even wear it? It looks like a spider. It looks uncomfortable. I mean, I'm serious. You've got like three straps and your underwear moves. So you're going to have all your straps tangled up. They're going to bunch in your pants. One strap. That's all you need. One strap.
The kid is like, life is mostly about having fun. Yes, kid. Yes, it is. Natty's like a soccer mom.
Why are you a parent to your parents? I get for your father, because your father has problems, but why are you a parent to your mother?
Hey.
Hey, she said it.
She said it. Doesn't mean she'll do it, but she said it.
She's like, I just need to chill out. Yes. Yes, you do, Natty.
She needs to chill. Oh, okay. Anyway, it looks like we're going back to New York.
Yeah, we're going to dinner.
Oh no, they're going to want to open up a restaurant next. I can already feel it. Surprised they haven't opened a wine vineyard yet.
Daniel doesn't like to drink.
But Nikki and Brie do. They could make organic wine. He'd be into it. They put their differences aside and did what's best for business.
They're toasting their idea, their meeting, and now they're taking shots at each other.
They're buying, they're looking at property to, or land to buy their forever home, or the Danielsons next week.
Oh, and now we're talking about the baby shower. Oh, we get the baby shower next week. And
apparently Paige has a huge secret.
Oh god.
She's pregnant. No.
No, we know Paige isn't pregnant, but, well, good for Nikki and Brie. Damon John likes their idea. They were sketching out really uncomfortable underwear. That's where they left it, because, yes, every girl wants to wear an underwear with three strips on it. So, you know, like I said, it all bunches up in your pants. But it doesn't matter, because it's probably going to be like $200 a penny anyway, so I can't afford it. It's all good. I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter at all. Totally not bitter. So as we learned from this week's show, Maddie took away that, well, her parents aren't getting back together and that's okay. Natty once again learned she needs to chill out a little bit. And Nikki and Brie had a successful business meeting to get their business off the ground. I wish them nothing but success. And I really mean that, even though I sound really super bitter right now. I promise. But I think that does it for Total Divas. What do you think?
Yes, it does.
So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. This has been Total Divas Season 5, Episode 11. We will be back next week with Season 5, Episode 12. You don't want to miss it. You've been listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll see you then. Bye!